It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We continue the study in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 25, and we're going to begin reading with the fifth verse. And so please that you would open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 25, verse 5. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you would like to call us, it's 217-847-2717. If you would like to check out our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. And I would love for you to check the site because we have many studies there to help you to come to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior and then also that you can continue to grow. And again, it's parkviewbiblechurch.org. And if you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. And so we have now Matthew chapter 25, beginning to read with verse 5. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose, trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps have gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know ye not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." And we'll end with the reading there and begin with prayer. Father, thank you that we have this opportunity today to enjoy the study. I ask that you will guide and lead us through this precious word. It's such a joy to be able to go through the Word of God and just enjoy it and be taught by the Holy Spirit. I hope, Father, that all those that are listening know you as their Savior. I pray that they have come to the cross of Calvary, and the only way that that comes and can take place is by them hearing the Word and the Word convicting their heart, showing them that they're a sinner, and then at that time, that precious Holy Spirit introduces them to the only Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood, and his precious blood saves us. Because when he died and then rose again 3 days later, what a joy. Not only have we have forgiveness of sins, but he also gives us life. And Father, by coming to your Son, the Lord Jesus, then we have the Holy Spirit comes to live within our hearts. So for the first time, we can understand your precious word. For the first time, can we enjoy the wisdom and the direction that you want us to go. And we enjoy the power and the victory over sin, Father. What a wonderful day it is. So please, guide and lead us now, Father, through this study. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We find here as the wise, five of them were wise and five were foolish, as verse 2 tells us. And they that were foolish took their lamps, took no oil with them. But the wise took the oil and their vessels with their lamps. And then we find that the bridegroom tarried. And we know that this stands for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, for whenever the rapture is going to take place. The rapture is the return of believers back home into heaven, into God's home, to spend eternity with him. However, it also could be the day that you face death. Death is certain. The only ones that's going to avoid death will be those that are here and present during the rapture of the church. That's when Jesus comes down, meets us in the air, and the trump sounds, and he calls us home. We don't know when that's going to take place, nor do we know when death comes. So the important thing here is that we're ready. Five of these were not, five were. I hope that you're ready. I hope that you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. I hope that you have trusted in him and called upon him, as in the opening prayer there, we made it very clear that it's got to be the Holy Spirit to convict your heart. You can't just spell out the words. It's got to be a heart condition. Jesus needs to touch your heart. And he can do that and does that through his word, through the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. Convicts your heart, shows you're a sinner, and that's when he introduces you to Jesus. And so please, I pray that today you be introduced to the Lord Jesus and you can begin this wonderful walk. Five of these had done just that. They had trusted in the Lord Jesus. Five had not. And so here we come in verse 6. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. Now, as we said in the past study, that it's a shame that all of them slept. We are to be busy. We are to be working. We are to be taking out the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, this great news, the good news, out to this lost and dying world. That's the reason the condition, the world is in the condition it's in, because of the lack of believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. The further away that we get from the presence of God, the more the wickedness will increase, and it surely has. And so we find the churches today have stopped preaching the gospel. It's become totally social. And when it's social, then we have lost sight of what our purpose is. Our purpose is one thing, and that is to give out the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So here we find five of them were ready, five of them were not. Sad to say, they were not working, they were not serving like they should be, but they had the oil. And the oil in the New Testament stands for the Holy Spirit. We must possess the Holy Spirit. You must have that in your heart the day you die. You must have that in your heart the day that Jesus calls us home. And how we receive that is by calling upon him and inviting to come into our hearts and save us. You must have the Holy Spirit. We find here that then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. Verse 8, and the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps have gone out." So, we must have the light of the Holy Spirit. We must have that. We must have that wonderful relationship, that inner relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. To be saved is to possess Christ, but we cannot share him with others in redemption. In other words, because I know Jesus as my Savior, the only way that I can share what I have and possess is to tell you about it so that you can invite him in, that you can say yes to the Lord Jesus when the Holy Spirit convicts your heart. Just because you would be a family member of me, or just because you attend the church I attend and pastor, just because you're present isn't enough. That's the way with these virgins. They were present, But it wasn't enough because they didn't see the need for the oil. And I am so fearful that so much of the world today does not understand that. They think as long as they are members of a church, or as long as they're a good person, as long as they do good deeds, that they'll be fine. But you must have the Holy Spirit in your heart. You must trust in Him. And once you come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to live within your heart. And then you have the teacher, then you have the director, then you enjoy the wisdom that God has for us to enjoy in our lives and to share with others. And for the first time, you're going to have a love that you've never had before. This division here, they want to give us. No, you need the oil. It's too late. See, the bridegroom has come. And so as we find here, and in verse 6, and at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose, trimmed their lamps. The foolish said unto the wise, "Give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out." I cannot give you the gift of salvation. I can tell you how to receive it, but I can't give it to you. It's not mine to give. It is our God's to give. So you have to call upon Him, and you must do that before it's too late. That's something we cannot divide. My salvation, my redemption, I cannot divide it among those that I love, those that are friends. I cannot divide what I have and give it to you. You have to call upon the Savior, the Lord Jesus, to receive the Holy Spirit. You need to study the Word of God. Look to the Word of God, because it will give you. We are saved by grace, and it is God-given grace, not something that you can receive from me or from anyone else. No one can give that to you. You have to call upon the one that can give it to you, and that is God Himself. Only God provides grace. He is the only one. The believers has no more grace than he needs or she needs. Redemption is an individual matter between each individual and God. You need to understand that. They missed it. They didn't have the oil. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, verse 7, verse 8. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." You must answer for yourself. Again, believers has no more grace than one needs. Redemption is an individual matter between each individual and God. Therefore, the wise virgins, had no oil to give. I cannot give you the possession, the joy I have in knowing and possessing the Holy Spirit. I can't give it to you. I can plead with you that you invite him in, that you actually acknowledge that you're lost, that you're dying in your sin, that you're a filthy sinner, because that's exactly what all of us are. I can tell you about that, and I can tell you the way, but I cannot give it to you. God has to give it. So the advice that was given to these five foolish virgins was to go and find it for yourself. Go. They could have even told them where, but you see, it was too late. Verse 10, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Their readiness consisted of having their lamps, and those lamps were burning bright. Having the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts, trusting in him, enjoying him, we need to be prepared. We need to be ready. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Hold your hand there in Matthew. I hope that you're able to open the Bibles and your Bible and enjoy this today. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted. In a day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Today, now is the day of salvation. Please. Please listen today. When the door of salvation is once closed to anyone, that door will never be reopened. It is so important that you come to the Lord Jesus when the Holy Spirit calls. It's so important you trust in him. John chapter 10, verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Yes, he is the door. But what is to say back here in Matthew? While they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. God has an open door, but there is a day, there is a time when that door is shut. Now, it's definitely a death. And it's definitely at the rapture of the church when Jesus comes to get us, and you that do not know the Lord Jesus will walk into the tribulation period, the 7 years of tribulation here upon earth. That is a certain. But you can also, while you're still breathing, say no to the Holy Spirit. Say no to that calling, and God shuts the door. No man shuts it, but God does. So please, as we have read back here in John chapter 10, verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Don't tarry. Please, please don't tarry. Let's look back at Revelation chapter 22. Revelation. I hope that you know your Bibles. I hope that you got it in front of you and can go through these pages with me. I'm turning there myself, and so get yourself familiar with your precious Bible. Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Now the commandments, we are not living by the law. The commandment is to come by faith to Jesus. The commandment, as it tells us, because once you come by faith to the Lord Jesus, you will love the Lord thy God with all your heart. You'll also love your neighbor as yourself. Those two things come the day that you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And there will be rewards for those that serve, that walk, and that have that love and share that love with others. I come quickly. That's exactly right. And we need to be ready, need to be prepared. Revelation 22:11. I should not have went back to Matthew quite so quickly. Hopefully you still had your hand there. Revelation 22:11. He that is just, let him be unjust. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. There is a day that it will be too late. Whether it's death, or whether it's a rapture of the church, or God stops calling. This isn't something that you can do whenever you want to. Don't be like King Agrippa. He said, you almost persuadest me. Don't be as he is. Because that today could be the very last time that the Holy Spirit calls you to himself. Please trust in him. Go back to the Old Testament. Hold yourself there in Matthew, but let's go back to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 11:3. It tells us very clearly that there is no second chance. There is no second chance. It's such a joy to study the Word of God, to look to the Word of God, to enjoy it. The rain has fallen. The tree has fallen. There it be. No opportunity to be saved after death. No opportunity to be saved when Jesus comes and takes his church away. You say, well, you said we go into the tribulation period. Yes, but if you've heard the gospel here and now, you will not be able to be saved during the tribulation period. So today is the day of salvation. Today is that day. Back to Matthew chapter 25, verse 11. And afterwards came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say to you, I know you not. We are not told what the foolish virgins found, because they went out searching and it was too late. Did they try to explain why that they were not ready? It didn't matter if they did, because he said, I know you not. I don't want that to happen to you. You may be a very faithful church member. You may work very hard. You may serve. You may help so many people in things that you do. But if you have not faced your sin, acknowledge that you're lost, and trust in the Lord Jesus as your Savior. If you have not come by faith to Jesus and invited, and that's a day that you'll never forget. You'll never forget that day. Now, you may not be able to tell me the date and the time, but in your mind and in your heart, you'll know exactly where you were, whether it was in church, whether it was a friend telling you about the Lord Jesus, whether you was listening to the radio and you said, Jesus, please, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner, and I know that I can be saved, and I can be saved by inviting you into my heart. But I don't need the works. The works is because I love you, not because I need to do it for salvation. I don't need to be baptized. I want to be baptized. I don't need to be baptized to be saved. But I'll want to be, because I want to witness and I want to testify that I know you as my Savior, but not for my salvation. It is just an invitation. Please, please come into my heart and save me. Please do that. They claimed to be friends of the bridegroom, but they were not. They were not. We need to receive salvation, and then we need to serve. What would have happened if these wise would not have been asleep? Would they have told the foolish ones, where is your oil? Where is your oil before the bridegroom comes? You need to trust in the Lord Jesus. What would have happened if the five wise that had the oil, that had trusted in Jesus, if they would not have been asleep? My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?